This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. We're going to have a big show tonight. We've got maybe the next mayor of New York City that's going to join us. In fact, I really, really hope that this woman does get that job. And then in the ladies' lounge tonight, we've got Kristen Tate joining us from Houston, Texas. You remember that the good citizens of Houston just a couple of weeks ago going through really, really tough time and heartache. She'll give us a live report about what's going on there. Her entire family is from the city of Houston, and she's been down there helping with relief efforts. But she's got some thoughts on DACA and Antifa and all the other stuff we're going to talk about tonight. So, hey, thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough, glad you're here. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. In fact, yeah, go back to the big board, Nick, because I want to properly... I'm all out of breath. Owen was like, hey, it's a minute to... And then I come walking in, and he's like, hey, we're already rolling. I didn't have my earbuds in or anything. Okay, so if you're watching on Biz Television, the woman to the far left of the screen is Nicole Malliotakis. And if you're anywhere outside the New York area, you may not have heard of her, but you need to hear about her because she's probably in one of the most important political races of the year this year, and that is for the mayoralty of New York City. And you say, well, why is a mayor's race in one city that important to the whole nation? Do you know how much money is spent in New York City? Do you know how many federal resources go to New York City? Do you know how many illegal aliens are allowed to commit crimes and not be held accountable for them in New York City? It impacts the rest of the country, my friend. It impacts the rest of the country. So she's going to join us because there is this really stinky story tonight. I don't know if you heard about this. It's a New York professor who tweeted about the future teaching of dead cops. And what a privilege it is that he's going to teach cops that are going to be killed in the future. Just absolutely disgusting, if you ask me. I cannot believe that he's not been fired yet, but he's actually been suspended, and we're going to get the latest because the mayor refused to do anything about it. That's why Nicole Malliotakis is going to join us. I think she's going to have a different approach to it if she becomes the mayor of New York. So we'll talk about that. And then in the second hour, of course, we open up the ladies' lounge for the brilliant women of media to stop by and to say what they have to say. Kristen Tate, just a sweetheart on every level. She has been working her fingers to the bone to help the people of Houston for the past 3 weeks. And she's got family down in that area. She wrote her best-selling book, Government Gone Wild, while living in that area. She considers herself a New Yorker, but she's also very much still a resident of the state of Texas and very much proud of the efforts there. So she'll give us an update of what's going on. And then there's a couple of things she wants to sound off on, one is the situation with DACA and what's happening. You know, how do we handle the kids that came here but did not know that they were doing something wrong in coming here? It's a very legitimate political question, and now it's one that's being bantied around all the different halls of politics and public policy. But we will get to that coming up with Kristen. And then also she wants to talk about the Trump administration. Now, Kristen was one of those libertarian girls that really liked Trump's approach towards smashing and breaking things in Washington, D.C. when he was campaigning. She was like, hey, the more stuff he breaks and smashes and threatens to blow up, the better I like it in terms of the establishment running everything in that town. Well, turns out, since Steve Bannon has been gone, she has been watching the administration. She's got some concerns about some of the folks that are left. So I'm going to let her sound off on that tonight as well. So it should be a really, really good and fast-paced show. I hope you'll stay with us. Now, today, I've got to say happy birthday to a little guy. And I didn't even tell you to do this, Nick, but if you find... don't even worry about it. I should have sent the picture. I didn't. My little five-year-old, my little Jonathan, my little gentle soul, he's the one that cares about all of the animals. He cares about the feelings of his stuffed animals. He cares about the feelings of the Cars Cars and the Cars Cars movies that don't get to be friends with the other cars. This is a very this is a very gentle soul, very sensitive, very tender. He's the kind of little guy that walks into his 7-year old brother's life and he sees big brother James working on something and he wants to be part of whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be algebra and he wouldn't understand anything that was doing it. Not that my 7-year old does algebra. He doesn't. And if he did, he wouldn't get it from me. But he could be working on anything. And he'll walk up and he'll say, "Hey James, what are you doing?" And James will say, "You know, I'm drawing the new architecture for the you know 15th World Trade Center or something like that." Because James is that guy. He's that kid. He's gonna do something amazing, engineering or architectural or something. But Jonathan has no big grandiose dreams. He just wants to be involved. So can I do this? And yet, there he is. There's my guy. So if you're watching on Biz TV, so this guy, this tender, gentle guy that just wants to be a part of what's going on, turned 5 years old today. And it's hard to believe that he has gotten to that stage already, because some of you listening were listening when we had little Jonathan and when he came into the world and since has been with us. But let me just say that he is the most tenderhearted person I know, and I love him with all my heart. When he was first born, there was a Los Angeles-based radio station that was kind of doing something not so nice with me. They were asking me to come and to do some fill-in work and to kind of hold the fort down, and they didn't really want to pay me anything. And then they asked me to apply for the actual position. Which the only reason I did is because the grandkids could live close to Grandpa, who lives in Southern California. But over the course of 6 months, it took 6 months to go through this process of helping them get through a very rough situation. Their previous host had passed away very unfortunately, and then I had to go through this long, extended navel gazing, lint finding, mind numbing process. That I don't know what they were doing, but that's what it seemed like. And I lost the first 6 months because I would do the show most of the time from the East Coast, and it was 4 to 7 in LA time. That's 7 to 10 here. I didn't get to see my little boy for most of the first 6 months of his life, and I have carried that guilt with me every day of that little boy's life. And I felt bad. I felt bad that happened. On two times, they asked me to come out for 2 weeks and work out there. I didn't even see him at all for those first 4 weeks of those first 6 months. Long story short, worked out great because Phil Boyce in New York said, "Kev, I want you to work in Market One." So I said, "Okay, you're Phil Boyce. You're the Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin Phil Boyce. I'll come work for you. Yes, thank you." But I felt guilty about that all this time. And so today we celebrated his 5-year birthday. And this is how it started out. We played soccer today. He's in an 8-week soccer league, right? So he gets up, "Oh, Dad, it's 80 degrees. It's sweltering. I can't run. Give me water. I'm dehydrating. I'm going to die in the middle of the field, please." As soon as the game's over, "Hey, Dad, there's a park over there. Can we go play on the park, please? I want to go play." So we go play on the park, and his buddies, Christian and Caitlin, their brother and sister, they were there too, and that was part of the reason, to be honest. But this is a little bit of how Jonathan spent his fifth birthday. Take a look at this right here. Nick, go ahead and roll this. This is the famous tire swing, of course, and this is them going for it on the tire swing. You're gonna like what you hear here. He's number 5, by the way, in the purple jersey, because they're the Purple Panthers. In the soccer league. But is it not playing? Is it not able to play now? Or not? Are we not going to be able to play this? I have this feeling. All I hear is just static noise. Well, anyway, there was a fun little clip I captured of him with his buddies. And one of them yells just before the camera goes off, "I am the ninja no man can fear," which kind of defeats being the ninja, right? Like the ninja should like strike the fear of God in whoever the ninja like pounces upon. Anyway, okay, kill that audio. I don't want to hear that buzz in my ear anymore. Anyway, so he's had a good birthday, and Mom made him homemade chocolate cake, homemade icing, ganache, with the chocolate chips and the other rich stuff in it. And oh man. He had a good birthday. Anyway, Jonathan, if you're listening, happy birthday, son. We love you. I'm proud of you, and so happy to be your dad. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of college academia. Why on earth is the City University of New York not firing a professor who tweeted that he's looking forward to teaching dead cops in his class in the days to come? A John Jay economics professor at that. He identifies himself with Antifa, but we're going to get the perspective on the would-be mayor who would do something about it, different than the mayor that's there when we continue. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York, Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known.
So glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz Television, that's a live shot of Times Square tonight. And if you're watching in Brooklyn on the Biz TV affiliate, you know my next guest because she represents Brooklyn and Staten Island in the State Assembly of the great city of New York. But for those of you joining us from Los Angeles and Las Vegas and Dallas and Tampa and Houston, all around America, you may not have heard of Nicole Malliotakis, but she is, in fact, running for mayor in New York City, and she rejoins me at the Kevin McCullough microphone. She's become a consistent figure in my afternoon drive show here locally. But, Nicole, it's good to put you on the national stage tonight. Thanks for coming on board.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be with you.
I hope that my listeners will grasp by the time we're done talking tonight why it would be an important thing for the entire nation for you to be the next mayor of New York City. But before we chat about that a bit, let me just ask you your reaction. The City University of New York has now suspended this college professor, Michael Isaacson. He's just an adjunct. But he tweeted this last week that he looked forward to teaching future dead cops. He said, here's the exact tweet. Some of y'all might think it sucks being an anti-fascist teaching at John Jay College, but I think it's a privilege to teach future dead cops. They have suspended him, but they have not fired him, and the mayor mm-hmm. could deal a severe blow in this whole matter if he just took a position on it. Your reaction to the entire thing?
Well, I came out early on and said that he should be fired. I think what he did was outrageous, and it's insulting to not only the men and women who serve in uniform each day and that protect our streets and protect our city. It's also insulting to all of New Yorkers and, quite frankly, the whole country.
Yeah. Well, when we start saying we can launch attacks or think this way about those that give us our basic safety and protections every single day, and, you know, I support police everywhere, but in New York City, there's a special component to who these people are that we saw unveiled on 9/11. We just passed the anniversary of that. We see them sacrifice themselves every single day. There's been a number of New York police officers that have been killed by radical leftist and I would argue Antifa sympathizing, Black Lives Matter sympathizing types of activist groups over the last year. And this is really just completely morally unacceptable for a nation that desires a police force that will keep them safe and give them security to live their lives in freedom.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact that it happened the same week as we were commemorating the very sad anniversary of 9/11 is even adds insult to even more injury here. But what I will say is, we just 2 months ago lost a police officer assassinated by someone who was schizophrenic. And so it is a very insensitive, I think, not only the timing of it, but just in general that those words would even come out of the mouths of someone who's entrusted to be teaching
right.
our young people.
Someone we pay a lot of money to do. And the City University of New York system, Nicole, has a kind of unique relationship with the city. I don't know of a lot of other cities, in fact, that have similar programs, but explain for people that live in other parts of the country why the mayor would have a significant say on this.
Well, sure. I mean, the mayor has appointees on the board. It is a city university system. And certainly, you know, I came out straight and said that this individual should be fired immediately. And I think that's a strong stance that should be taken by the mayor. Unfortunately, he didn't come out strong enough to say that, but I do believe that that is the case. If I were mayor, that's what I would be pushing for. There's no place in the City University for a professor like that.
Sure. We're speaking with Nicole Malliotakis, who's running for New York City mayor this fall, and she'll be facing Mayor de Blasio as the incumbent, which some of my audience is familiar with because, Nicole, he seems to have a bigger megaphone sometimes to national issues than he does to the people of his own city. I'm getting nodded heads by the staff of my own people here in the studio. This is a guy that has not only been bad for New York, but he's been bad for America.
Yes, and he's made it quite clear that he has aspirations to run nationally. He certainly has his eye on 2020 on a presidential run. And because he's oftentimes fighting a national or international ideological war, the people of New York City are neglected. And so the basic city services that should be provided by a mayor, the basic management has fallen by the wayside. And that's why we have seen so many issues plaguing our city, whether it be the homeless crisis with a 39% increase in street population this year alone, whether it be a transit crisis, 70,000 delays a month, city that still has pre-World War II condition subway signal, and whether it be our education system in which 60% of our students continue to fail the math reading exam, 80% of our students that go into the City University system have to take remedial math writing and reading, we're being neglected by a mayor who's more interested in going to Germany to protest this nation. I think that's why for the national audience it really is important that we stop Bill de Blasio this year. We have the opportunity to do that. And I think with the outpouring of support that I'm getting as I travel around the city to all five boroughs, I even see national individuals from across the country donating to my campaign because they do want to stop Bill de Blasio this year.
Well, and I want to talk to that point for a second, and I want to tell my national audience that because they know me to be the champion of grassroots and particularly conservative activism, I want you to know, friend, if you're listening or watching tonight, that Nicole Malliotakis is one of us. She comes from the working class suburb or borough of Staten Island. She has represented her district in the assembly faithfully. She's always argued for good government. She's always argued for small government. She's a pro-life person. She's someone that believes in the dignity of the individual. And not only that, and this is probably one of the most important things I can say about you, Nicole. You have, since making the decision to go public and to get into the race, you have used every second of your waking life to meet as many of the grassroots, ground, everyday people on the job, on the street, on the sidewalk that you possibly can. I follow your social media feed. I follow the mayor's social media feed. There's no contest in terms of who's out there talking to New Yorkers and earnestly attempting to earn their vote. And so if you live in Las Vegas tonight or Los Angeles or San Diego or Houston or Dallas or Tampa Bay or Orlando and you're saying, hey, I don't want a mayor that is really soft on penalties for crimes that illegals commit to continue to allow those things to penetrate our nation's defenses and get into the country, which is kind of how the mayor's taking this approach. I want you to write a check to NicoleForMayor2017.com. I want you to go on our website and give a gift because this nation needs Nicole Malliotakis as its mayor coming into 2018. Nicole, I only asked you for one segment. Would you be willing to stay one more? Because there's a couple of other things
sure.
I want to touch on before we're done. Okay, so we're visiting with mayoral candidate Nicole Malliotakis, Republican for mayor. She's from Staten Island. She's from Brooklyn. She represents these groups in the assembly where she currently serves, but she is ready to serve the people of New York and the country, and I'm hoping that you'll consider that tonight. NicoleForMayor2017.com. NicoleForMayor2017.com. Coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Music from the Hot Sardines as we welcome you back into Radio Night Live. Lots of fun to have you with us on Saturday nights as we kind of chill. Although, when you're running for the most important mayor's role in the most important city on planet Earth, you don't have many days of chill if you're really trying to get that done. Which is why I'm so grateful that the lady that I hope is the next mayor of my fair city is joining us tonight. Nicole Malliotakis is the Republican nominee for mayor, and she has a big date coming up on Monday. If you are not yet, if you have not, well, if you have or haven't, if you give give a gift to her campaign before this coming Monday, you can help her get across a threshold that would actually require Bill de Blasio not to be able to run away from her, but to be forced to debate her at least twice. Nicole, give me the I know that people living in the city, which we can be viewed in and heard on tonight, that is more important. But people across the country giving you donations, you won't turn those away either. But what will happen Monday if you reach the threshold you're aiming for?
Well, thank you, Kevin. I mean, we are inching very close. I do believe we're gonna make it, and we could certainly use everyone's help. Contributions online at NicoleForMayor2017.com. We have to reach a certain threshold, and then we will be able to get into the matching funds program, which will allow us to have the level playing field with the mayor, and also requires the mayor to debate me twice. Because, as you know, I've challenged the mayor to one debate in each of the five boroughs of New York City, and he has not accepted that. However, if I meet this threshold on Monday, he will be required to debate me twice. And we will be able to hold him accountable on behalf of all New Yorkers, as well as people across the nation who are concerned about the possibility that he may run for president in 2020. I mean, this is somebody who just came out on New York Magazine the other day saying that he wishes that government had more control of private property and how it's used.
Yikes.
So, I mean, this is something that, you know, as a daughter of a Cuban refugee,
it's just
business and...
Yeah.
Home taken away. That's something that should be alarming to all of us.
Absolutely. Nicole Malliotakis is my guest, and if you're not familiar with her, get to know her much better at NicoleForMayor2017.com. And if you can, give her a campaign contribution. It will make a big difference. Nicole, one of the reasons why I think that the nation should be concerned and alarmed about Mayor de Blasio is that he has literally played a game of chicken with federal guidelines on the types of punishments that should be enforced when illegal aliens commit crimes. Thanks to some of your eagle eye on watching this, you made me aware of some of it, but rather serious crimes that he refused to work with federal authorities to even report that had occurred. And if you're mayor, that's not going to continue, and the citizens of New York are going to be safe, but the citizens of the U.S. are going to be safer because of that. For my people that are listening in Mississippi and Texas and Oregon tonight, explain how that went down.
Sure. Well, you know, New York has always sort of been a sanctuary city, going back to Mayor Ed Koch, and every mayor has approved executive orders that protect individuals if they came forward to report a crime. They wouldn't have their immigration status reported. However, what this mayor has done is taken it to an all new level, and he is protecting individuals who are here illegally, but that have committed crimes such as grand larceny, sex abuse, forcible touching, patronizing a child for prostitution, identity theft, welfare fraud, and drunk driving. And so when we ask New Yorkers how they feel about this, I mean, most people are very compassionate towards immigrants, of course, but they do not support protecting individuals who are committing crimes.
Right.
Of other immigrants and citizens. And so what we've been doing is holding the mayor accountable and pointing out that the slew of crimes that, you know, are very serious. I mean, think about patronizing a child for prostitution or sex abuse. The mayor is saying that these are not serious enough crimes to require NYPD to comply with federal detainer requests. It's really outrageous and something that we are highlighting throughout the course of the campaign, and we're finding the majority of New Yorkers agree with us.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that I think is so common sense. I don't think most Americans would disagree with that, because that stretches across. Every American wants their child to be kept safe from child predators. And if the guy or gal that has been accused of that has been involved in that, I think that, you know, that's something that should raise the alarm of every American that's listening tonight. So thanks for fighting that good fight. Friends, it's really important that if you want to see America, and there's only a handful of races in 2017 that are important, the governorship of the state of New Jersey, the governorship of Virginia, and the mayoralty of New York City. These are the three big ones, I think, that make the most impact on the nation. And so I'm thankful that Nicole Malliotakis has joined us tonight. But, Nicole, I want my listeners to get on board, give you a little bit of help, even if it's $10, $20, $30, $40 tonight. Friends, give her a gift and make a difference in the part of the country where you think you can't sometimes. This is one way to really impact the city of New York and the country by extension. NicoleForMayor2017.com. NicoleForMayor2017.com. Nicole, it's been a pleasure to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always great to be with you.
Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
88676. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. What a beautiful shot of the East River tonight. You got the Brooklyn Bridge, you got the Queensboro Bridge there next to each other, and just a gorgeous view of that from the top. That's the that camera, we have it situated uniquely at the top of World Trade Tower. So, yes, glad we can bring that to you if you're watching. And if you would like to watch the television feed, But you don't have a TV, you can get on the internet and go to my Facebook page. We've got the Facebook Live up and running tonight, and people stopping by to say hi there as well. And I'll read your comments, and if you say something worthwhile, I'll get it on the air for you. Hey, did we get that? Did we get that video fixed from earlier? I wanted people to see my. I just, you know, if you're watching with the Biz TV tonight or online, I wanted you to see little Jonathan and his buddies on the playground and hear the just the fun that they were having. We got that working, Nick? Is that working back there? Can we pull that up? Do we have it? Is it there? One sec. Oh, okay, he's saying one sec. Okay, 1001, 1002. I think this is it. Nope. Not going to get it. Doug. Nope, that's definitely not it.
Hey, I need something to show you.
I'm a ninja who no one could ever fear.
All right, so that didn't work with timing at all, the way I wanted it to, but... My little Jonathan's voice was the first one of those three, and that's his buddies Caitlin and Christian, and they were just having fun on a tire swing. But Christian is the one that's the ninja that no one can ever fear. So, which again, I'm trying to figure out, how does that work, being a ninja, if no one fears you? I thought part of the idea was for someone to fear you, but I could be confused. Anyway, let's go back to the topic that I discussed first with Nicole, because this New York professor who tweeted that teaching future dead cops is a privilege, provoked a lot of outrage. Do you have the okay, on the screen, you've got the, that's the shorter version of the tweet that he put out, Nick, but can you expand that to get the first couple of comments that were also attached in the other graphic that I sent? Because he responds to his own tweet in a couple of comments that, So go back to the first part. He says, some of y'all might think it sucks being an anti-fascist teaching at John Jay College, but I think it's a privilege to teach future dead cops. He calls himself an anti-fascist. Then he pretends that there's this scenario that goes down. Says, hey, weren't you my econ professor? See, question mark, you had the opportunity. Blade drops. So the future dead cop is saying to the econ professor, why would you kill me? And then he kills him. And then he says, jokes about my students getting executed in the rev.tumblr.com. I don't know. That's probably one of another page that he operates or whatever. But this is really sick stuff. His name is Michael Isaacson. He's an adjunct professor at the City University of New York, John Jay College of Criminal Justice, and a self-proclaimed anti-fascist activist. And he was disciplined because of the three-week-old tweet that caught fire after Isaacson's Thursday appearance with Tucker Carlson last week. See, this guy is so much of a nobody that nobody even knew that he had said this 3 weeks ago. And evidently, the few people, you know, both of them that read his Twitter feed were, you know, of the same mindset. But then when normal people saw it, they thought, you know, this doesn't really seem to go along very well. So Patrick Lynch, who's the president of the Patrolman's Benefit Association, the police union, said in a Friday press release, Isaacson harbors total disdain for the active and future police officers that he teaches at John Jay College. And again, John Jay is a criminal justice, it's a college of criminal justice. So you are teaching people that are going to be in future law enforcement. And he's getting all psychoed up on saying, hey, I'm teaching future cops that are going to get killed by some of the anti-fascists that I'm inspiring with my work with Antifa. John Jay College President Carol Mason called Isaacson's comments abhorrent and the antithesis of an academic institution that trains future law enforcement. Although she said that professors have the right to free speech and academic freedom, expressions of hate or intimidation are not welcome in that civil discourse. This is one of the people, by the way, who should have been calling for his firing. Thus far, they've only suspended him, and thus far, it's only been for a short period of time. I'm curious what you think about a college professor having the right, especially if they teach at a college of criminal justice, that to have the right to say that he hopes future cops get killed. That's, in essence, what he's hoping for.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Curious as to your thoughts on that, your reaction to that. Is this the kind of stuff you want to be paying your college, your kids' college professors to teach them? Is this the kind of dribble you want them putting into your mush-brained children? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Roy Richter, president of the NYPD Captains Endowment Association, said the tweet is an abdication of the professor's responsibility as a civilized human being. It's an abdication of his responsibility as a civil human being to say that it's a privilege to teach future dead cops, hoping for their execution, hoping that his own students at some point in time get executed for being police officers. I can't express the words that come to mind in my reaction to this guy. In an email to the Washington Post, Isaacson, trying to defend himself, said he unequivocally supports the college's decision to suspend him in the interest of public safety, and he apologizes to faculty members and his students for placing them at risk. He'll remain on administrative leaves while school officials are reviewing the matter. Does he need to be fired? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Should he ever be allowed to teach at a criminal justice institution again? 888-340-3373. Want to know your thoughts. And if you're anti-police, we'll put you right up front. You disagree with me? I think they should throw the book at him. I don't think he should ever get to teach at a criminal justice college again for as long as he lives. I think this is the kind of thing that if you sit around and you daydream about executing police officers and someday hoping that they get killed, and then putting those words into the public ether through your Twitter feed, you're not a nice person. You're not a good person. I don't want you around young people. 888-340-3373. Your reaction to this, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and we will take your call next. Join the Facebook Live right now. Go there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from the Balance of Nature Studios. Here are the Balance of Nature. It's veggies in one hand, it's fruits in the other. And these veggies and fruits are just vegetables and fruits in capsule form. In fact, if I pull up this right here on camera too, you can see this is what they look like in capsule form. You've got the veggies, which are the green ones, and you've got the fruit, which are the red ones. And in this little jar that I've got in my hand, I've got three veggies, three fruits capsules. I've got 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. That's how many are on the. There's 15 of one and 16 of the other. 31 fruits and vegetables, 10 servings each of them in my hand. And I'm going to show you how easy it is to overwhelm your immune system with the good nutrition of the fruits and veggies, because more and more studies are being shown that whole food nutrition protects against disease. It helps Hep C, it helps cancer, it helps diabetes, it helps heart disease. I used to get chronic bronchitis every time the weather changed. Since I have gone on Balance of Nature, and I went on them to kick a flu, I have not gotten sick even once. I haven't gotten a drizzle. There's been none of that stuff. I am so amazed at what they have done to my immune system and continue to do. But this is how easy it is. There you go. 10 servings of fruits and veggies down the hatch. Now, here's what's going to happen. If you call tonight, they're going to give you 2 free months' worth of fruits and veggies. If you call and use my promo code, you got to get details on how to do that. 800-2468-751. 1-800-2468-751. When you use my promo code, 2 free months of fruits and vegetables. 800-2468-751. Get the details on how to do that. But call tonight and get started and see for yourself. They kicked my flu for me. They have kept me from getting the bronchitis that I used to get. I know a friend who is the father of a very famous person who has hepatitis C. He is about to kick his prescription medication because of the impact that they've had on rebuilding his liver. And I'm just saying, if you've been advised that you need better nutrition, and if you don't eat an overwhelming amount of fruits and vegetables every day, I mean, if you're not eating 15 salads a day, that's about what you'd have to do to get the equivalent nutrition of what's in here. And who's eating that much fruits and vegetables every day? If you're not doing that, but you'd like the nutritional benefit and the immune benefit in your system fighting the disease, get your 2 free months worth. 1-800-2468-751. Use my promo code KMC when you call. 1-800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. 10 whole fruits and vegetables servings, 31 when you take just 3 of each per day. That's the recommended dosage. They may tell you to do more if you do struggle with a particular health challenge like diabetes or cancer or whatever. But watch what it does for you. All right, coming up, hour number 2, Kristen B. Tate, author, commentator, and someone who is a survivor of the Houston hurricane. When we come back, it's Radio Night Live from New York.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. 6-8.